Latest from Santana was Steve Winwood on those lead vocals. Of course, that was their cover of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale. The new Santana album is called Blessings and Miracles, brand new here on WRCT. Before that, going back 42 years to 1980, Kiss from the Unmasked album with their single Shandy. That was a number one hit around the world, but here in America, it only got to number 47 and was the beginning of the temporary demise of Kiss as their fans started to flee as their image changed. A lot of people don't like that Unmasked album. I'm apparently in the minority. I think that album is terrific. Before that, Crocus, going back just a couple years ago from their covers album, covering the Troggs with Wild Thing. And we started all off with the latest from Al Harlow, My Mind Is Running Away With Me. I mentioned it's number one in our charts here. Every week, you can go to WRCT.org and see the top 10 list of most requested, most played new music here at the station. Al Harlow has the crown this week. My Mind Is Running Away With Me. So if you'd like to get a request on Quartz in Session, it is so easy. Go to your email and send me a message at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. Let me know where you're listening. Tell me what you want to hear, and don't be afraid to tell me a story about it. Music plays such a part in our lives, and I love reading great stories about why songs are important to you. Maybe an even better chance that I'll play it on the radio. And talking about requests, I got a request from Henry listening in Wexford. He sent a request. It wasn't a request. It was a demand that I play the new Saxon. Well, I'll tell you what, Henry, you got good taste because I like this song as well. From the forthcoming album from Saxon, this is the title track. Buckle up for this one. This is Carpe Diem.
Yeah. I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism can affect any family. Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, counselor. Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
I went down to the Greyhound station to catch an outbound dog. I got my ticket from the man. He said, son, you want to check your bag? I said, no, thank you, sir. I just carry my home in my hand. I got my home in my hand, and I'm a traveling man. Well, I need a woman. I want a one-night stand. Well, I can move pretty quick because I keep my home in my hand. I don't know what makes me ramble. I guess I really don't care. I feed one mouth, that's my own. Well, just like trouble, you might find me on the corner of any two streets, smoking a weed and setting on my own. I got my home in my hand, and I'm a traveling man. Well, I need a woman, I want a one night stand. Well, I can move pretty quick cause I keep my home in my hand. I got my home in my hand, and I'm a traveling man. Whoa, all over this land. I got my home in my hand.
somewhere. Take these guys.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. And that was Keith Richards taking the lead with Gimme Shelter. Keith Richards live with his band, The Expensive Winos, going back to the 1991 tour, going out to Aaron, listening in East Pittsburgh. Before that, Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen with Home in My Hand. You heard a request for April Wine going out to Bobby in Dormont. Back in 1981, they released that song, and he told me he was in high school and ran out and bought that record when he first heard that song on the radio. Great story, Bobby. Love it. And that set started off with a request for Henry with the latest from the kings of the new wave of British heavy metal. They're still going strong. Talking about Saxon. New album is coming out. Carpe Diem is the title track. Here at the station, we've got a new schedule. You can go online at WRCT.org and check out some of the new shows we've got. Courts in Session staying right where it's at, Thursday nights 8 to 10:30, Monday noon to 2:30. But check out the schedule with some of the great shows that are getting debuts here. We're all excited about them. And we're always excited about some of the classics, like on Wednesdays with Whiskey Before Breakfast, Lord Preserve Us and Protect Us. Mando Richard has got it going on. You can tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass show, as I said, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. And you know what you're going to hear? You're going to hear the best in folk music, traditional and contemporary, fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, or streaming from WRCT.org. So I love listening to Mando's show, I really do, and when I'm not in court and I'm on the road or in the office, I've always got WRCT on the radio, and he cooks up great tunes. But this next guy, I can guarantee you he will never play. This is guitar great Joe Satriani. It's brand new from his album, Elephants of Mars. Give this song a listen. This is called Sahara.
This is Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, and you're listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Thank you. for something and waiting for nothing. Looking at people and hiding away. Asking a question when I know the answer. Hanging around when I just wanna play. Oh, I'm thinking of you again. I'm thinking of you. Standing room only, moving in closer and ready to go. But I'm thinking of you again. I'm thinking of you. I don't know what to do again. But I'm thinking of you. Tell me what you're doing then. I'm thinking of you.
That's Big Country with Harvest, going back to 1983 from the album The Crossing. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Having a great time behind the microphone, great time behind these turntables, playing rock and roll, country and soul, your requests and more. That's what this show is all about. Before the Big Country, you heard Status Quo, going back to 2014 with Thinking of You. Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, lead singer, original founding member, with his latest single, People Got to Be Free. Good stuff. Vanilla Fudge is coming to Irwin to the Lamp Theater on April 30th, and I will be there. I missed them the last time they were around, and they were here back in October, and I heard nothing but great stuff about how good they were. Missed them one time, won't miss them twice. Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge. So I mentioned earlier in the show that in just a little bit, I'm going to be playing an interview, maybe one of the last interviews ever done, of Jerry Weber. Jerry passed away last week. Sending my condolences out to Willie and Jana and Johnny and Leah and all of his family and friends. Big condolences from myself and all of us here at WRCT. Great man and such a great influence on music here in the Pittsburgh area. Well, my wife told me that I had to tell stories about my escapades with Jerry, and the quick one I have to share goes back to the late 80s when I was in high school at Central Catholic. My mother would give me $1.50 every day as lunch money. And back in the day, Jerry's was located in North Oakland on Forbes Avenue, and records were $2.83 with tax came to $3 even. And I realized that if I starved myself every other day, I could skip school, head to Jerry's, and get a new record. True story. And I experimented and discovered so many great albums while I went without lunch and found myself in detention, all in the name of rock and roll, right? So discovered so many new bands, and one of those bands I discovered thanks to Jerry was Wishbone Ash. Well, 2022, Wishbone Ash is coming to Club Cafe February 27th. They've got a brand new live album. We're going to play something from it right now. And I'll tell you what, Andy Powell, the lead singer and guitarist, is, I've known him for years. We're going to get him on Quartz in Session before he comes to Pittsburgh. I'm going to make that happen. We're going to twist his arm and get him on the radio. But from the new Wishbone Ash album, it's called From California to Kawasaki. This is a WRCT debut. This is Way Down South.
I need to smile, but I have to sigh. Hi, this is Jerry Weber, and you're listening to my good buddy Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM, and he bought this album from me.
Just to think of what exactly to say. I thought I'd leave you with a letter or a fiery speech, like when an actor makes an exit at the end of a play. And I've been dying for hours, trying to fill up all the holes with some sense.
I got a wiggle stick.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And like I promised earlier in the show, we've got Pittsburgh celebrity. You know him. You love him. Your record collection is probably due in large part due to him. We've got Jerry Weber of Vinyl Man Records, of course, formerly of Jerry's Records. Jerry, how the heck are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, old age is encroaching, but I'm doing pretty good, considering.
So it was hard for me to do the interview tonight because all I want to do is buy records.
Well, that's the way you've always been, Eric. I remember you when you were literally a kid and you would come in and buy records.
Isn't that the truth? So, you know, everyone knows you. Everyone has been in your stores. Again, we're here in Swissvale in Vinyl Man Records. Why don't you tell our listeners how you got into music and you got into your record collecting?
Well, I've always loved music, and I never played no instruments, but I love music. And records were just a natural thing to me. I just started loving them at an early age, about 10 years old. And I didn't even have a record player. I borrowed my aunt's record player. Then I got a library card. And I went over to the library and listened to every blues and folk and every album they had in there. I spent my whole days over there. So all that's going back like 60 years. So that's what I started loving records. They came naturally to me.
So what's the history? Take us through the family tree of your first selling records, record stores, how we got to Vinyl Man today in 2021.
Well, back in the 70s, my friend had a bar in Oakland, and he had a room upstairs that he wasn't using. And I said, could I rent that? He said, yeah. I said, what do you want? So I paid the lady $75 a month. So I said, yeah, let me try it out, you know. And I had I worked at the post office, and my post office partner, he worked for record companies giving free records away. So it was a natural marriage. Jim Petrucci, me and Jerry Weber, we opened up the Record Graveyard in 76.
And from there, where did you go?
Well, we split up in 1980, and I went down to Oakland, and I opened my store on the second floor above McDonald's in Oakland.
And that's where I first know you with. I remember the very first record I bought. So you were...
What was the very first record you bought?
Catfish Hodge, Bout with the Blues. And we're actually going to play a track from that coming up next. So you're on Forbes Avenue near the Pitt and CMU campus.
And the other thing that people don't realize in Oakland, it's not Pitt, it's UPMC. They employ so many people, even back then, that all the people in their lunch hour, they'd come by and buy records.
So how many years were you in that location?
I was down in there probably, to the 90s, to 93.
And then you moved to Squirrel Hill, and you took over that block.
Well, I took over a big place. You know, it was, used to be car dealership way back when. And that really gave me room to expand because that was a huge place, you know. Rooms for every type of genre, you know.
Well, great memories for all our listeners. Great memories for me. We're going to get back talking more about the future in Vinyl Man Records. Let me play my very first record I ever bought from you for $2.83 with tax was
$3. Right.
This was back, and I remember this was back in 1986. This is on the Adelphi label. This is Catfish Hodge from the Bout with the Blues album. This is Long Night. you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. We've got the legend, Jerry Weber of Jerry's Records, and these days, Vinyl Man Records. So, Jerry, the way we just left it, we played the very first track that I ever bought from you, Catfish Hodge, from the Bout with the Blues album. You know, a number of years ago, I'm going to say 20 years ago, I got to see Catfish Hodge, and he was doing a acoustic solo show at Moondogs, the famous Moondogs Blues Club, and I went up to him, and I said, man, you got to play Long Night, the track we just played. He looked at me, and he said, I haven't played that song in decades. No one even knows it.
Yeah. Well, that's what records can do. They can make you connect with people you normally wouldn't.
Isn't that the truth? So leaving Squirrel Hill, you were retiring originally, correct?
Well, when I left in 2016, yeah, I had two knee operations, complete knee replacements, and I knew I'd never be able to get them back to regular and still work. So I sold the store and the brand and the phone number and everything, and I was going to stay out of it, but then I realized I have –